This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to BetQLU. I'm John Martin. He's RJ Choppy. The NCAA tournament is in full swing. We've talked about Kentucky obviously being an embarrassment. We've talked about Dayton, Arizona, Gonzaga, Kansas, Michigan State, North Carolina, Washington State, Iowa State, Oakland, NC State. So just working our way around Saturday's games. Let's get to one of the main events, no question about it. 7-seeded Texas. Number 2-seed Tennessee. Tennessee looks absolutely amazing in their victory over, who is it, St. Peter's. There would be no repeat for St. Peter's this time. And Texas turned the water off on Colorado State, kind of flipped roles with Virginia. Colorado State played the role of Virginia here in this one. So Rick Barnes versus old school Tennessee -6.5. RJ, what do you think of this one, buddy?
So I was interested in how both of these teams played in the first round because – you know, at Colorado, too. You know, it's a storyline that's not talked about is the basketball, where it's a different ball that a lot of teams use in the regular season that they use. They use the Wilson Evo. Texas is a Nike Elite ball. Colorado's a Nike Elite ball. Tennessee was a Nike Elite ball. And Colorado and Texas look like they'd never shot the ball before in their life. And, you know, like they looked, that was an ugly basketball game. Tennessee shot the ball well, but they've had some of their worst shooting performances with that basketball. I was interested in those two games and how the shooting went. I got to be honest. I have a very tough time with this one. Texas could beat anybody in the country on any given night. But if they don't get a great game from Disu and Aspis, it's tough. It's tough, right? But if those two are on, they're tough to beat. Brock Cunningham is a pain in the butt. And if you get to a free throw shooting cut, this is the problem with Texas. If Texas is up 2 points with a minute to go, you better hit every three-pointer the rest of the way. They don't miss free throws down the stretch at all. Cunningham will make everything. He's like 90%. Aspis will make a lot of things too. This is a tricky game. I was a little bit surprised that this thing is – like this spread is – this is a bigger spread than the Carolina-Michigan State. This is 6.5.
Good reason. I was on Texas -3. Felt fortunate to get that home. There was a time where Colorado State, despite being down just tremendously, I think they were down 16 at the half. There was a time where they had pulled it within 6. Texas is prone to big time droughts, man. And against a team like Tennessee, you have no room for that. I mean, Aspis struggled. Disu struggled yesterday. And again, Colorado State's the Mountain West. Mountain West getting packed up. Everybody from the Mountain West is just getting packed up and sent back to where they came from. So that to me is one you kind of get away with. But Tennessee, as we know, has been a different breed all season long. So I just think they're going to be really tough from a matchup perspective for Texas because you can't afford – any kind of drought, Tennessee just keeps coming. So I know there's a reputation with Rick Barnes and it's earned, but as we've talked about all season long, RJ, this Tennessee team is different. It is. And I like them here. I like them a lot. I think 6.5 is definitely the for Tennessee and making it involved. All right. Duquesne. How about the Duquesne Dukes taking on Illinois? 11-3 matchup here. Illinois, 9.5. I will tell you, I did play Illinois -10. I hope that doesn't make me a terrorist. I just kind of feel like Duquesne is happy. They won a game. You know, we see this with the emotions all the time. And Illinois, on the other hand, is a machine, and they are definitely not satisfied. So I did lay the 10, trying to get their first Sweet 16 since 2005, if you can believe it. Am I on the wrong side here, RJ, with Illinois minus 10?
No, man, they're a good team right now. And you could tell who follows college basketball versus who doesn't based on how they pronounce Duquesne. You got those Duquesne folks out there. You know they never followed college basketball before their lives.
Somebody pronounces Duquesne like that, I got bigger questions, but yes.
You know who does that? Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys head coach. That's how he says it. And he's from Pittsburgh.
It's a bit then. He does it as a bit.
It might be a bit. I don't know if it's a bit or not. I don't think it is, but I don't think you're on the wrong side of this one. I think it's a good number. It's a lot of points. It's a lot, but Illinois they are firing right now. They are absolutely firing. And if you were to tell me that they end up in Glendale, I ain't gonna be surprised. Not one bit. They are firing.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I completely agree with the way they turned that on against Morehead State yesterday. I think you know that tells you all you need to know. There's a few teams that can do that. They're one of them. And when you can kind of turn it on like that, I think that puts you in pretty rare air. All right, and then the last one of the day, Oregon, which I mean just made South Carolina look really really bad. Are 5.5-point underdogs to Creighton, which also handled Akron. Dana Altman, 8-0 in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The guy, say what you want about him, he's kind of weird. He doesn't have any charisma at all, but he can coach basketball. Throwing lots of different defenses at South Carolina. You got to say it was a super impressive performance from him. This is a homecoming of sorts. Dana, we know, coached at Creighton for a long time. Creighton going for their first back-to-back Sweet 16 appearance in program history. Oregon trying to get there for the first time since 2019. Is 5.5 too many points here for Creighton?
It's quite a bit. It's weird, like, you know, because, you know, if Tennessee gets by Texas, you know, I'm a Tennessee guy, you know, they play the winner of this game. And I don't really know who I want to root for. I think I want to root for Oregon, but Oregon's kind of scares me too. They scare me as well. I mean, they're tough. You know, they made South Carolina look slow. They made South Carolina look slow in this game. You know, that doesn't have, you know, South Carolina's a very athletic team. I think Creighton's outside shooting is just too much. It's just too much. I think they're going to give fits here to Oregon. They may give fits to Tennessee. They may give fits to Purdue if they get there. Their outside shooting is really, when it gets on, you ain't winning that game. You're going to have a night where you're in their face and they're missing in order to beat them. Yes. They're a tough team.
Yeah, look, I think Oregon took advantage of some things with South Carolina. I mean, South Carolina was never supposed to be in that spot. They were picked to finish last in the SEC. You know, I mean, they just weren't expected to have that. And it's a credit to Lamont Paris that they were even in that situation to start with. But they were not supposed to be there. And I think they took advantage of some things with the Gamecocks matchup. They didn't have a lot of size. You know, they played above their heads all year, and it kind of caught up to them. That's not what they're going to get with Creighton. You know, Creighton's got Kalkbrenner there in the middle who is not going to be able to – you're not going to be able to just body like he was bodying B.J. Mack, like Infali Dante was bodying B.J. Mack yesterday. It's a different animal there altogether. We know Baylor Shireman is one of the best scorers on the wing in the entire country. And they've got some pieces, Mason Miller, Stephen Ashworth, Trey Alexander, who can do it too. So I think Oregon may be able to keep this within 5.5, but I don't think they win. So it would be Creighton for me, probably, just at the end of the day, because I don't think they have enough to beat the Blue Jays outright. Do you have any futures as we get out of here? Do you have any future national title bets that you have pending, or did you abstain from that market altogether?
I abstained. I abstained from that market. I had a team in it. As of now, I have a team in it still. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go down that road. Did you get any?
Yeah, it was a very scientific effort. My 3-year, we sat down. We do it every single year, and we filled out a bracket with words that she can say, and we lost a national champ, a national championship game team with the Broncos in Boise State. Never had a chance.
Okay,
but our national champion Baylor is alive. So she said Bears. So we went with Baylor 40-1. We're live. We're very much alive. I think Baylor has a real chance. I mean, North Carolina is not a one seed that scares me in any sense of the word. You know, I mean, if we can get lucky and somebody knocks off UConn, I think there's a path. I think there's a real path. I mean, Baylor earlier this week in their first round game against Colgate set a school record in 3-pointers. You know, that's the kind of stuff you need in March. You need shooting. They have it. So
you do.
I think that's where I'm at. That's what I'm sweating right now.
I mean, look, they're going to have – I mean, Baylor's going to have two players drafted in the top 15, 20 picks of the draft. When you have that, you've got a chance. You have a chance.
There's no doubt about it.
You've got to have you've got to have the best player on the floor a lot of times, and they have a chance to have two of them. So I don't hate it. I have Baylor. They're in my Final Four.
Yeah, there's just very few teams – outside of the top four, top three, top four lines that have random sort of NBA players scattered on there. And, you know, I know Baylor's one of them. You know, that's why I think college basketball this year is a little dead. There's not that number one overall surefire pick playing in it. You know, I think there was the hope that Bronny would be that for USC. But, you know, the heart condition and that team being a huge disappointment, you know, it never took off. So, you know, in terms of one of the few – prospects that might get drafted in the top 10, Baylor has that in Jacoby Walter. So, and again, Scott Drew's a national championship coach. So I think anytime, you know, you have a chance to get that at 40-1 in a region where obviously I wouldn't have played that at that number if they were in the region as UConn. I would have needed probably 60-1 given the way they just squash teams. But North Carolina, you know, yeah, absolutely. We've seen North Carolina do some random things. Yep. I don't think they're bulletproof by any stretch of the imagination. So we'll sweat out Baylor. Obviously, the tournament's here in Memphis, so I'll have a chance to see him on Sunday against their opponent there. So it's a good chance to, you know, get up close and personal with the national championship future. There's no doubt about that. Hey, this has been quite the tournament already. You know, we'll see what happens with John Calipari. You know, is Kentucky just content? Or because they can't pay the $30+ million and they gave them the lifetime contract? Is it a situation where they don't know who they would hire and they can't bring themselves to come up with that? Don't know. But again, that question's already being asked as a result of the first day of the NCAA tournament. So maybe we don't have the shocker. Maybe we don't have the absolute stop, you know, the Fairleigh Dickinson of a year ago, RJ, but it's still been high drama early on in the NCAA tournament.
It has. It was a relatively dull opening session in terms of like the first half of yesterday of Thursday. And then it got, I mean, all hell broke loose in the evening. And maybe we have the same thing coming up. And it's been a great tournament. It really has. There's been some blowouts, but for the most part, game's been pretty good, even though some of the chalk has held. I love the fact that the 11s are just dominating the sixes for the most part, 3 out of 4.
Other than Clemson getting it done against New Mexico. Yes, I think that's 3-1. Hey, there you go. That's the beauty of March. It's going to do it for us for this edition of BetQLU. I hope everybody's enjoying the games. This is certainly the best of the year. Enjoy it. We'll be back next week for RJ Choppy. I'm John Martin. Appreciate you guys making us a small part of your week. We'll be back as part of BetQL Network Odyssey Sports, wherever you get us. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. For RJ Choppy, I'm John Martin. See you next week.